Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a good show planned for you tonight. I'm very excited about it. This show is a powerful one tonight, and perhaps many of us can certainly relate to it, and perhaps very few may not be able to relate to it, but nevertheless, let's find out if this story is something that you can relate to. All right, you know, as always, I want to go ahead and start out this evening by welcoming my co-hosts, my various co-hosts that join us from week to week. And I want to go ahead and start first by bringing in Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you on board with us.
Good evening, Dr. Jesse. It was so nice to hear you. You sound like you're under the weather. You must have what I had last week.
Oh, no. I've been playing in the rain all day today, if anything.
Oh,
playing in the rain all day today. Huh?
You sound pretty raspy. I'm just wondering if you got this cold. There's a nasty cold going around, and
Actually, I feel pretty good. I hope I continue to stay that way. Sorry that a bit under the weather. Are we going to actually stand by? Since you said that, I feel like I'm going to call. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and welcome Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue, thank you for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have you on board with us.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone has had a fantastic week thus far, and I hope that the remainder of the week is even better.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're certainly happy to hear that, and we trust that you all, that you had a great one as well. Let's go ahead and bring in another PT person all the way from that state of Georgia again. Let's bring in Ms. Jay. Ms. Jay, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm glad to be back with you all again tonight, where Dr. Walker, and I quote, he doesn't just tell stories, but he's changing lives. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, thank you. We apologize. We had a little technical difficulty there.
Okay.
So, I'm so sorry. But, Ms. Jay, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thank you.
How's the weather out there?
Did you hear me?
No, I didn't. What did you say?
Okay, I said hello to everyone, and I'm glad to be back with you again tonight. Dr. Walker is not just telling stories, but he's changing lives.
Oh, great. Yes, excellent. Now we've heard you. Very good. Thank you for that. So we're excited tonight to be doing the show. Next week, I think we'll be doing the show from Georgia. We're certainly relocating the show all the way to Georgia. So we're certainly looking forward to that. Getting started tonight, let me just go ahead and begin with Ms. Jay and ask you, Ms. Jay, tonight's topic is, are you a one day I'm gonna be person? Are you a one day I'm gonna blank B person? Are you that type of person? What do you think we mean when we're asking that question? Are you that person?
When I saw this subject here, my thought was, I'm going to say, yes, I am. Because I am, because I am a one day I'm going to do. But I have a vision when I say that. That's the difference in me and maybe some other people. And I set goals to reach it, and I do that. I'm not one of those people that say I want to do something and don't do it. So, but I know some people are. They are, maybe I do it one day. No, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. That's me.
All right. Okay, let me go to Darren Didi. Darren Didi, what about you? Are you one of those people who say, well, one day I'm going to do this and do that, and that day perhaps comes or never comes?
You know, I thought about this subject earlier, and I haven't talked to my husband. I was like, I don't think I'm really that kind of a person to say, I'm going to go to Italy one day, I'm going to do this. But now that I'm listening here, yeah, I guess I have been. I was going to, you know, finish up business school. I was going to go into college. I was going to get a good job. And one day I will, you know. So maybe I was at one time, but I can't think of anything right now that I can say I'm going to one day blank. I've drawn a blank. Sorry.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask them back. Let's bring in Benny. Benny from the block. Benny from the block. It's great to have you with us. Good evening. Benny,
hello,
from the block.
Good evening.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, good evening, and happy Thursday to everybody.
Oh, excellent, excellent. All right, excellent. It's good to have you with us. Ricky to the rescue, I want to bring you in here and ask you the question. Are you a one day I'm gonna be person?
So what's interesting about this question, I'm going to answer it in short and try to be not long-winded about it, but yes, in the sense of setting goals. There's a concept called the growth mindset concept, in which we incorporate the power of haven't done yet, right? And so there's a lot of things that you want to accomplish, and you might have just not got around to doing it. You may be limited by your resources. You may be limited by your environment. However, you set a goal to something you want to accomplish, and you achieve it. So a short answer, yes.
Okay, all right. So that applies to you. Is that for short-term or long-term?
It can be applicable for both, depending on the situation, because we're not perfect, and we're forever evolving, right? And so if we are evolving, we are not satisfied with who we are. So change has to occur. And so you have to have vision for that change, but we know that we're not there yet.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and bring in the world-famous Lady C. Lady C, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Lady C, I believe we have Lady C. Are you there? All right, if you're there, we're not able to hear you. 912-476, do we have Lady C, or who do we have there? 912-476.
Sherelle, Yannick.
All right, Sherelle, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. I'm so sorry. Thank you for joining us. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Port Rosette. Port Rosette, thank you for joining us this evening. Welcome.
Good evening, everyone. It's great to be here.
All right. So tonight, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, are you a tonight's topic is, are you a one day I'm going to be type person? You know, where, you know, we basically set dreams and goals and we never get there. So that's what we're trying to find out. Are you that type of person? Poor Rosette, are you that type of person?
Yeah, I feel like just like what Ricky to the Rescue was saying, I am that type of person to a certain extent, because I may have achieved certain goals or dreams that I have so far, but – I still have a vision of certain things that I have yet to accomplish. And so, so I do want to say, you know, that I've done some things that I want to do, but then at the same time, there's growth. There's room for growth.
Okay. All right. Certainly. Benny from the block, let me ask you that same question. Are you one of those people who are one day I'm going to be, you know, type person?
Actually, I'm not one of those people that say one day I'm going to be. I come up with a definitive plan, and I work the plan. So whatever it is that I want to do, I immerse myself in whatever it may be. Maybe it be a lifestyle change, a job change, whatever is necessary to put me in position to achieve that goal. That's what I focus on, and that becomes my primary focus.
All right, have you always accomplished that goal?
Yes.
Okay, so you would say that you have. Well, that's good. That's good. You got to introduce me to some of what you've been doing, because my next goal would be a multi-millionaire.
You know what I do.
Yes, sir. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to read tonight's story. But just before we do, we're going to bring Ms. Jay in and ask Ms. Jay if she would go ahead and give us our disclaimer at this time. Ms. Jay.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership, listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the programming tonight.
All right. Thank you for that, Ms. Jay. We certainly do appreciate that. We're gonna get right into the story. You know, you talk about the power of persuasion or power of suggestion. Darren Deedy mentioned, was I under the weather? And I'm saying no, even though I've been playing in the rain all day today. And it's like, I felt when she said that, I felt like I wanted to cough. And here I am making one or two coughs. Let's go to the story right now. We're looking at our characters are Sam and Rosie. Now, Rosie and Sam have been dating for the past 5 years. 5 years, you all. And all Rosie hears about is Sam's big one-day dreams. It's now to the point that Rosie is frustrated because she is not doing anything about he's not doing anything about his dreams, which also include her. Rosie is 31 years old and never married and has no children. Sam is 35 years old, divorced with two young children. Sam pays child support on a monthly basis. Now, here are a few of the dreams that Sam has told Rosie about over the duration of their five-year dating period. Number one, he says, one day we will get married. He told her that same thing 4 years ago. Number two, he says, one day he will buy her the house of her dreams. Number three, one day they're going to travel internationally, starting with going to London, England. Number four, one day he's going to own his own landscaping or cleaning business. One day he's going to quit his job where he's been working for the past 7 years. One day he promises to get them out of the one-bedroom apartment where Rosie resided when they first met, which means he moved in with her. And number seven, one day he promises to take vocational training in air conditioning and refrigeration to make more money to supplement his own other type businesses that he desires, like the landscaping business. Number eight, one day he's going to do this and do that, whatever that is. Well, in reality, Sam has not done any of these things that he has made promises to do, and Rosie realized that he just may be a dreamer who happens to wait on that one day. After meeting Sam's father a few years ago, Rosie understands why he is like this, because Sam's mother told her that Sam's father was the same way. She stayed with him because of her love for him, but has been miserable for years, hoping that that one day, hoping that that one day would have come sooner than later. Well, in reality, Sam has not done any of these things. So the question is, after hearing this from Sam's mother about his father, Rosie is determined to not let this happen to her. So, Ms. J, I start out with you tonight by asking the question, could Sam's one day really become a reality for any of those things that he mentioned?
You know, number one, 5 years of dating, the number one you gave, get married. Rosie should have left him right there. You don't need to be engaged. I mean, me personally, 31 years old, you don't need to be engaged in 5 years. But anyway, he's a dreamer. He has no true intention. He's, you know, sounds like his family was dreamers. Everybody, they didn't really want to do anything. So the chances of him doing anything is slim to none. He's happy.
Wow.
He's happy.
Okay. All right. You know, and he's probably comfortable in that. Darren Deedy,
yeah.
Let me bring you in. Yes. Darren Deedy, let me bring you in here. Darren Deedy, I mean, one day it could happen, but if it hasn't happened, what's the likelihood of that one day? I mean, people will say, one day I'm going to win the lottery. Okay, you play the game, and then you put in $100 and you win $4 back. Did they not win a form of the lottery?
Well, you know, looking at it in a wide view of perception, it's good to dream, you know. That's how billionaires became billionaires, by dreaming. But yeah, it looks like this young fella is just he doesn't have any motivation to get his dreams to come true. You just can't close your eyes and click your little heels like Dorothy did, you know, to take you away to that place where you need to be. But I wish him luck, if anything. But, yeah, it doesn't hurt to dream.
Okay, all right. Port Rosette, I'm going to ask you, in Sam's case, I mean, have you ever, you know, run across a guy like Sam that dreamed a lot and you actually had a reliance on this guy's dreams?
Wow, you know, it's making me laugh just kind of thinking about this, because my nickname is Rosie. Back in the day, like when I was growing up, people would call me Rosie.
Okay.
You know, I have been with someone like that, similar to that before, who would be saying, you know, one day we're going to do this. And I feel that I've had to, like in the past, I've had to really hold that person to it and hold them and make them be accountable to that and to set some timeline, because it's important to dream big, but then unless you put some kind of timeline to it for it to become a goal, then it's just wishful thinking. And since I don't want to just be living in a fairy tale, I feel like, you know, I have to really see, you know, how we can work on it together. And I think maybe even he may even need some coaching from Benny to the Rescue.
That's Ricky to the Rescue.
So
we're going to ask you. Yeah, Ricky to the Rescue. Even though Benny from the Block, we can all give some
Benny
advice.
From
at some
block.
Point in time.
Benny from the Block.
From the Block. Yeah. So let me bring in Sherelle. Sherelle, I want to ask you, and thank you for joining us this evening. Sherelle, have you ever met anyone who had nothing but dreams and they didn't do anything about it?
Of course, yes, I have.
And how did that work out for you?
It actually didn't. I wasn't the one that started just saying, oh, I could do this and I could do that. He did, and I'm just watching like, okay, well, we never succeeded. So I left him alone.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So do you think in this case, Sherelle, do you think in this case where Rosie is with Sam and mm-hmm. she's 31, never been married, has no children, and obviously her mm-hmm. desire is to get married one day and have children, do you think she's wasting her time?
I really do.
Okay. All right, so you feel she should move on. All right, Sherelle, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Let me go here now. We're going to take some of the comments that are already coming into the studio. But before we do that, Miss J, let me bring you back in here. I mean, Miss J, this is kind of a tough one here because you're with somebody for 5 years. You love that person. You're in love with them. It's not just easy to let that go. And then it could be that one day that she's thinking her hope is that, okay, it could happen next week. It just hasn't happened. And then if next week comes and it goes, and then she says, okay, well, let me hang in here one more month. Ms. Day, your thoughts on that?
You know, I always say, what love got to do with it? I'm not going to waste my life with a man that just don't know what he want to do. Because I'm an individual. I know what I want to do. So I don't have time to coach or train a grown man. So to me, that's a no-brainer. You know, I'll be out of that. 5 years, no way. That's a waste of my life unless you're going to let your life be his life, and that I will not do.
All right. Ricky to the rescue, let's bring you in here. I mean, here it is, this young lady. I mean, just clearly she's in love. Now, you know how it is, Ricky to the rescue. I mean, it's like, okay, it could happen this year. January the 1st is a brand new year. And it can happen sometime this year. But it January 1st came every year, and it hasn't happened. Ricky to the Rescue, what counseling advice, if any, would you give Rosie?
So I think it's important to understand from Rosie's standpoint that it sounds like Sam has just created a wish list. You remember when you can walk in the mall and there's a waterfall and you can throw a pin in and you can make a wish? He's basically made a bunch of wishes that, you know, he wants to happen, right? But you have to have behaviors that's going to support what you're saying. And so from that standpoint, there may be some callers on the line who's familiar with what's called SMART goals, right? And so with the SMART goal, you have to be specific. It has to be measurable. It has to be achievable, relevant, and it has to have time restraints, right? And so if it's structured in that sense, his wish list can be constructed into an actual SMART goal. And so then we can kind of determine how serious he is when we put it on deadlines and things of that nature. But we first have to identify if he has the capacity to even reach some of these goals that he's talking about achieving, because sometimes we can wish for things and we don't have the capacity to achieve them. So it's really going to boil down if she believes if he has the capabilities of doing it, and also if she believes that he can actually stick to something that is a specific plan and has a time restraint to that.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Yeah, I remember I've thrown countless pennies in that waterfall over there at the different malls all over the world where they've been. And, you know, some things do come true, but when you throw it in there, it's funny for me because I never even think about it after I throw it in there. And then I go on to accomplish certain goals. I probably have accomplished 85% of my goals, and I'm, you know, which is along the lines of what you're talking about, SMART goals. And these are things where I write them down, and I have a timeline associated with them, and I think that that becomes important. Benny from the block, let me bring you in here and ask you, why do you think setting a deadline, you say you're a person who pretty much reach all your goals, why do you think a timeline is so important? Benny from the block, perhaps we'll get back with him.
I was going to say the timeline is very important in terms of people's lives and people's expectation. We have a certain expectation that needs to be met. We start that from early on in life, from the time we're in high school to the time we go to college. Everybody's expected to finish college in 4 years. People are expected to, you know, retire in 20 years. So we have an expectation for time. But when you have people who are dreamers, time becomes not so important to them because all they see is the dream, and the time that they need to
complete that goal is not always a tangible thing. Now, I will tell you this. I have been in situations where I have been around people where I have set goals that I wanted to do something, and they laughed at me because they thought either it was impossible, I would never make it, or they just didn't understand my determination and drive. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't get mad at people for having their lack of belief in whatever they think, because this is all an individual journey. And like Ms. Jay and everybody else is saying, you have to decide in your life what you're willing to wait for, what you're willing to be a hold for, and what you're not willing to wait for. That's an individual choice. Dreamers definitely don't need people who are short patient, they are time driven, where they, you know, women who know exactly what they want, what they're going to do, and when they're going to, they never need those kind of people, because I call those ball busters, because they'll break up your dreams. And we all have dreams, and we all deserve to have our dreams. Will we meet most of our dreams? No. Because most of us are just dreamers and talkers. We talk about dreams. We don't actually ever achieve them, because the ability to achieve it is too difficult, or it's just not feasible.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Poor Rosette, I want to bring you back in and ask you the question with Rosie here. I mean, could there be a problem where Rosie may have low self-esteem, because I mean, she's really trying to hang in here with this guy who's a dreamer. He moved in with her, and he's been promising her things for 7 or 8 years, and none of these things have manifest. Poor Rosette, I mean, could there be something going on with her in terms of her low self-esteem?
Definitely. I feel that she needs to assess what she really wants, and I think, you know, something is going on with her, because she's willing to be on hold for things that she really wants for so long, and this is kind of like, you know, it's like a waste of time. And so I feel that she really does need to work on herself. And I mean, because if she's doing everything and he's just kind of mooching off of her, or, you know, there with her and still not, I mean, what's holding him back from fulfilling his dreams? I'm wondering, you know, if he's still doing that, then he's kind of holding her back in a way too, because I'm sure there's certain things that she wants to do. But, yeah, I would say she needs to really get some counseling to work on herself.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take some of the comments in about 2 minutes that are flooding the studio. Darren Didi, I want to bring you in here. If this were a friend of yours, what would you tell her, you know, recognizing that she's desperately in love with this guy and that one day could come, especially to get married? I mean, feels she's invested this much time, she's 31, and then to start over, I mean, she just, you know, what do you think?
Well, I personally would never tell anybody what to do, but I would just lay the facts out and understand and appreciate that she does love him, but to be real, maybe she can you folks have been talking about timelines. Maybe I would mention to have him do something in timelines or create different goals that's attainable. I can't tell her to leave him because of goals or his want to be one day thing.
Okay, awesome. We're going to certainly extend that. There's nothing, Miss Jay, there's nothing greater than love, as they say. There's nothing greater than love. So, you know, sometimes it might be that people don't understand when people are seriously in love and mad about that person. And it's just not easy to pull away from that. Has that ever happened where you just feel that you were wasting time and it was easy for you to pull away, Miss Jay?
No, I'm sure it won't be easy. That it could not be easy. But that's something that person need to work on. They need to evaluate. And like somebody said, you need to look at yourself. You know, Don't let yourself drown in these persons. So you're going to have to look at yourself, and if you need to pull away, you just need to work on it. It's going to be hard if you love them. Yeah, I ain't saying it's easy. But sometimes you don't be in love with that right person, and you got to look at everything to determine, is this my person?
Okay. All right. That's a good question. That's a very good question. But then do you really, Ms. J, do you really ever know if this is your right person? Because we're always developing,
you know,
and we're still growing.
You will know once you pull them blinders off.
See,
you will know. You pull
the
blinders off, you start seeing what's really before you. You are yes.
See, but that's the problem. You know, how do you pull blinders off when you're in love? Can love possibly blind you?
You know, I always say, it will if you let it. That's all I can say. If you're weak enough and you're not strong enough in yourself and you let it, it will blind you. It will destroy you. That's why sometimes, you know, this person might need some help. They might need a Ricky to the rescue of somebody, because it will hurt you, but you got to wake up and do something. Or else you will be destroyed, like many ladies and guys have been.
Right, right. So Ricky to the rescue, they need rescuing. How do you just, I mean, it's almost like people who come for premarital counseling to me, and they have already made up their mind. They have made up their decision. So even if I'm counseling them and saying, you guys just shouldn't be together. You should stay friends. They're not listening to that. She's already ordered her dress. They've already ordered the hall, the place. She's got a bridesmaid. He's got his groomsman. And even if she turns into a, what was that show, Miss Jay? Bridezilla? Was it a Bridezilla?
Yeah, it is a movie called The Bridezilla where they get all crazy.
Ricky to the Rescue, I mean, they've already set their plans. How are you going to change their mind? Like in Sam and Rosie's place. Now, if she comes to you and now she's thinking, okay, he's promised her, so let's go get premarital counseling. And she's pointing all these things out to you. How are you going to change her mind, if at all?
So I have actually come to a conclusion that you don't necessarily change a person's mind. And
absolutely.
I say that to be completely transparent about everything that we're discussing right now. When people set goals, right, when we go back to the foundation of when I mentioned being specific, for the most part, people are not specific. So here's an example. A person will say, I'm going to get married in 2022, right? But
right.
There are so many different intricate details that entails with being married. No, a lot of people don't go in and say, I want to be a great communicator when I get married in 2022, right, or 2023, we say the basic things. I want a house by such and such, right? Or I want to be in this situation. So you have people that go throughout life and say, hey, I'm checking off my goals, right? But you're checking off these goals, but guess what? You're not happy. Why you're not happy? Because you get in those situations. Oftentimes you see the writings on the wall. Oh, there's a red flag. Oh, there's another red flag. But because you have already told yourself, I'm working on this goal, and it has to get done by a certain amount of time, and this is what it's supposed to be, I'm going to go through with it anyway. And so I think a lot of times we're often our own downfall because we are motivated by what we want instead of being motivated by what we need to have.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Okay, excellent. We're going to get to some of the comments in just a moment. But before we do that, let me bring in Benny from the block. Ben from the block, bringing you in now, and I want to ask, here we got this young lady, Rosie, and we've got, Sam. He's got two children. He's paying child support every month. He moved in with Rosie, and he's been doing the same job at a warehouse for 7 years, and I'm certainly not knocking the job he's doing. He is working, and that's a good thing. But then he's got this, I mean, these are some real heavy hopes. And then what would make a person, whether it's a man or male or female, in your opinion, what would make a person just hang in there, you know, with dire hope? And I know what you said earlier, but do you have any, is there an addendum to what you said?
Well, sometimes we forget a very important aspect of humanism. You know, how we're raised is how we see things. She may have grown up in a household where that type of behavior from a father or some significant male may have been normal or may have created a normalcy for them. The reason I said that is because she's already divested so much time into this person. And so he looks normal to her. And so getting to my point, what I'm trying to say is we're all different. Some people want really high strung. Some people want big business people. Some people want lawyers, doctors. Some people just want a working guy who makes money. You know, we have a good life. We're going to move on and go forward. We all are different, uniquely different. And I've said this 1,000 times. You are a product of your environment. What you have been recording all your life from a child growing up, at some point you stop recording and start playing it back. And that becomes the basis for what and how you see your life. So I don't necessarily think she's in a bad place. I think that's just what she's grown accustomed to. Next of all, I mean no disrespect to you, Ricky, for the rescue, I understand what you said about people changing. I slightly disagree with that, and I'm going to say that with all due respect. We are forever changing. We might not always visibly see it, but our ideals change, our tastes change, our thoughts change. Everything about us change. As we get introduced to new things, we take on those new things. As we get, like we're talking about this show tonight, yes, we could say, well, don't she know better? No, well, not necessarily. But the moment she does find out and she talks to people and she says, oh, well, maybe I've been doing this wrong, there is a metamorphosis change that's occurring in her mind right now. She's reprocessing everything that she once knew, how she saw growing up, and now she is making a whole new change. And I say that word with all due respect, change about her situation. We do change. As we get older, we change. There's some stuff that we will not take anymore once you get to a certain age. When you're younger, you just, okay, I'll go with that. But once you get to a certain age, I'm not going to take that. That's a change to me. When we get to a place where we realize what we want in our lives, that's a change to me. You have to get to that place. So I believe, like you said, love is very, very important. I don't dismiss love. I think love comes in many, many different forms, facets, and shapes. I think there's many different ideas about love. And I think that a lot of cases, we have to find someone or we find people that have similar existences in our lives that they can grow together, love together, and be happy. And then we keep growing from there. But if we're always trying to find something better than the thing before, and the best, that's why we always jumping from person to person to person, because we keep meeting something new. Well, at some point, nothing becomes new to you anymore because you've done experience everything. Some things are just meant to be experienced, and you grow from that. A tree don't keep butting off and keep making new trees. He just keeps growing. His roots get deeper. He gets taller. He becomes more vibrant. It's a rooted experience. Love is a rooted experience that grows and solidifies who we are as a couple.
All right, we're going to actually stand by. Ricky to the rescue. Did you have a thought on what was said by Ben from the Block or another comment?
Yes, I wanted a point of clarification because maybe I misunderstood what the rebuttal could have potentially been, because I mentioned that we evolve as people. So I just wanted a point of clarification on what the rebuttal was.
Okay. So Benny from the Block, the part where you respectfully slightly disagree, where was that at in something that he said?
When he was saying that people really don't change.
Oh, okay. Rescue. I didn't get that, but because I think we all know that people are constantly evolving. Well, go ahead, Rick the Rescue.
Right. I don't recall saying people don't change. I recall saying that there's an evolution that occurs, and the aspirations and dreams that we have changed due to the changing things around us. That's why I was saying when you asked the question about, and I responded with the power of yet. The reason why I responded with the power of yet, because each day is a new day, and it's a potential new day for room for growth. And so where are you growing to? You can't grow to something that you haven't already experienced, right? So it's an ongoing process. So I'm not sure where that may have came from. Maybe it wasn't articulated in that aspect. Okay. But, I mean, I used the word, you know, evolve and evolution when I made the point.
Right, right. And I think that all of us are, tonight, from what I'm hearing, and unless I'm missing something, I think all of us are saying something along the same lines, and I think we all realize now that we are constantly evolving, and so we're changing. And so, you know, we all stay the same, and even if we're comfortable, even if we become comfortable with that person who might be opinion, and this is, of course, just my opinion, like everybody's given theirs, even if we become comfortable that, okay, I know she's just talking, I know he's just talking, and then one day it may happen for him, and but I'm in that relationship with that person, and I'm there because it might not even be those promises that they're making. It may just be, and this is just my opinion, may just be, okay, I'm enjoying the journey in this relationship. Now, in the case with Rosie, having stayed in there for 5 years and the guy is not happening, if she wants to get married, then I think at some point she will face reality. Missy, I want to bring you in here. Your thoughts. Do you think that she will maybe one day look in the mirror and she realize that, okay, this is not going to happen, and I'm not going to wait for another January the 1st?
Yes, I think so. I kind of agree with what Benny was saying, and with both people. But I think people grow. She started with him 5 years ago, so she was like, what, 25, 26? She was young. And she's 31, getting older, and now she's evolving, as Ricky said, and her thoughts are beginning to change. So, wait a minute, this man just dreaming. I have dreams, too. I can't do nothing with him, so she's thinking about what she needs to do. At first, she was all into him, but I think she's growing away from him. She wanted him then, but now I feel that she's going to start questioning it, you know, because he's 35 years old at her. He's getting older. The man should be pretty much established. And you're talking about marrying me, and you living in my house.
Okay. All right. We're gonna ask you to stand by, Miss J. We're gonna go to Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy with the first comment. We're only gonna be able to take about 5 or 6. You all. We're running out of time. Quickly here, you all. Darren Deedy, this female, she writes in. She says, initially, I did not understand the topic, but then I realized that it was perfect. I used to be a dreamer, thinking that one day I would be a successful lawyer. I'm 57 years old and now still dreaming of being a lawyer and never attended law school or looked into how to become a lawyer. Now I get it. What do you, Darren Deedy, I mean, she didn't even understand what maybe dreaming was all about, because you got to put something to the dream to make it happen.
Absolutely. Excuse me, I'm getting your little cough thing going here. Like I said, it doesn't hurt to dream, but if it's something that you really wanted to do, you've got to set goals and you've got to set time limits and be real with yourself, but it doesn't hurt to dream. It's healthy, actually.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, I mean, let's take a look, for example, and I want to bring in Poet Rosette in this one here. Poet Rosette, this party writes in for this next comment. She says, I was married to my husband for 11 years. We divorced because all he did was dream. But he saw that I was on the move. I kept going and accomplishing things, but he was not growing. We divorced. And all of a sudden, now that we've been divorced, what she said, 6 months, and now he wants me back. But I don't think that he's changed. Poet Rosette, do you think that, I mean, he promises again? Do you think that this woman should give him another chance?
You know what? I really feel like she needs to listen to this. If I knew what the future held for me, oh, how happy I would be. If I could just know what lies ahead and its dangers shunned instead. If I could know who I'm going to marry, gee, I would find the person and never have to tarry. I wouldn't have any excess baggage from life to carry. If I could only know my final destiny, then I could work to that cause totally. But if ain't never got anyone anywhere, so don't live in an if world down here. I honestly feel that if
that
this
been
going
poems?
On this long, pardon?
Is that one of your poems?
Yes, that's one of my poems that I wrote several years ago called If.
I love that. From time to time, I'll ask you to recite that on the air again for us, if you don't mind. I love that.
Okay. So, yes, at this point, if he's been doing that all along, no, I feel that he's just going through stages and phases and missing her as far as what she's doing, but that doesn't mean he's made any change.
Wow. That is deep, though. I love that. It's that if, I mean, that is very deep. So we're going to stand by. We got to take a commercial break here. Bring it to the rescue. Why don't you give us your commercial break? Then we're going to bring in Marjorie Cross to give us her commercial break as well. Rick to the rescue.
Yes, good evening again, everyone. I am Ricky to the Rescue, founder of A Path to Greatness LLC, founded here in Georgia, where we provide life coaching, mediation, and anger management services. You can reach us at togreatness.com. That is the number 2greatness.com. Also, you can call at 404-968-9940. Again, that telephone number is 404-968-9940, where we assist in helping you to develop a personal development plan, which may include some of these SMART goals that you may have and want to incorporate in your life. Thank you for that.
All right. We certainly do appreciate that. Marjorie Cross, I want to bring you in here. Marjorie Cross, let me just ask you before you give your commercial, let me just ask you, are you a one day I'm going to be or I'm going to do type person?
Sorry to answer. Yes, depends on the situation. Yes, depends on the situation.
All right, go ahead and give us your commercial. Thank you.
Anyway, I just want to say, yeah, you're welcome. I just want to say good evening, Dr. Walker, and good evening to all your co-hosts. Very interesting show so far. Yes, my name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world, Isogenic. We have many health products that may be able to help you. And you can reach me at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223, or you could visit the website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info, or www.sisterlove.isagenix.com. Again, www.sisterlove.isagenix.com. And if you call me, then you'll be able to find out more. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. Let me go to Sherelle. Sherelle, this next comment, this mail, he writes in. He says, I recall my father always talking about one day he was going to move from Florida to Detroit to work in the automobile industry. Well, he turned 84 and never left Florida since I can remember. I think he found comfort in dreaming. Terrell, do you think that people just sometimes find comfort in dreaming and telling other people about their dreams?
Yes, I do. Not so much at that age, but because they would have been done, should have had accomplished everything they had at 84 before they got 84 years old. But some people don't, but they can still dream and want to go back to school or do anything they choose to do it when they're ready to do it again. So I don't think so much of that age matters, but I'm still learning and listening.
Okay, certainly. All right, let me bring in Ms. J. Ms. J, this next comment, and we're racing to get out of time, and then we're going to go to Benny from the block. We'll have Ricky to the Rescue close us out with tonight's topic. Are you a one-day-I'm-gonna person? Ricky to the Rescue, we're asking to close us out in about 8 minutes from now. So we go now to Ms. J. Ms. J, I want to bring you in here. This comment comes in this mail. He says, I think people intrinsically feel good about having something to hope for, even if they never really get around to doing it. Ms. J, do you think that's possible? It sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing wrong with having hopes and dreams, but as long as if you really want that to be something that's accomplished to reach and for, you just have to work towards it. But if you just want to sit back and daydream and have hopes and dreams, that's fine, because if you don't have anything to dream about, like somebody said, or think about, you know, you're boring. You don't have a life. You know, you got to look forward to something different, whether you want to accomplish it or just sit back and think about it. Either way.
All right. Okay. Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here and ask this before we go to the next comment. You got people who are procrastinators. You know, we're going to have an upcoming show on people who procrastinate. And I'm thinking also, is there a connotation or a connection with a procrastinator and a dreamer? But my question to you is, how can you, and I've listened to even Tony Robbins' tapes, and how do you get a person to find their intrinsic motivation in your opinion, where it's almost like they're just dreaming and then they finally get it? What would make a light bulb go off in their head, in your opinion, for somebody who's just been dreaming?
So before we get started, I want to say a quick, please accept my sincere forgiveness on the misunderstanding and request of Ricky to the Rescue. I value your opinion greatly, so I apologize, sir, if I was any misunderstanding. Now on to the question. We all have that light bulb inside of us. The majority of us are procrastinators because we've never had most people have that kind of, you can do it, you can go do it, just that rah-rah, keep going, you can do it. We don't really have that. The light bulb comes on between procrastination and dreamers is when the dreamer realizes what he or she is fully capable of. And once you come to that idea, oh, I can really do this, then you will take everything in you, your existence, and put it into that dream. Until then, it's just a dream with a whole bunch of procrastination around it.
Okay. Very good. Ricky to Rescue, I want to bring you in here. I know you're going to close us out in about 6 minutes from now, but I want to ask this question, and if you want to respond to Benny from the block, apology of the misunderstanding as well, too. Do we need a cheerleader to help us realize our goal?
Yes, and let me first start by saying, Benny from the block, I do not mind you disagreeing with anything that I say, right? And so you don't even have to just come back and apologize. You know, I like to have dialogue. That's how we learn and grow. I'm not beyond anything. And as I kind of reflected on it, as the show progressed, I think you may have been referencing when I was asked the question as a professional, as a life coach, do I feel like I can change someone's mind? And right, I think my response was I have come to the conclusion that I can't change anyone's mind. But that was in response to me acting as a professional in that specific role, right? And so if I go into a situation with a person, it's really up for them to be able to learn and grow to get to a point where they're able to see change and they're wanting change. If I go in and just try to manipulate something just because I'm trying to manipulate it to force someone to see my point and get them to change, I don't necessarily agree with going in and making anyone change. So that's why I responded in the manner in which I did, right? And so to scale back down to the question about do you need that support system, a support system oftentimes and probably in most cases will help a person achieve goals in which they're trying to achieve. Now, you have certain situations where people can just be loners and they want to be alone, and that's a whole other conversation for itself. But for the most part, we are motivated often by others.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. But see, I want to bring you in before we go to the next comment. And I'm just over here. I'm really grateful how Benny from the block, you know, came with his, you know, initial misunderstanding, and I'm using his words, and Ricky to the rescue, you know, the response to that. And I'm just amazed at how we all can truly respectfully agree to disagree, and then we realize that we may have misunderstood something. Imagine, Ms. J, how the world would be if we could, people could present themselves like Ricky to the rescue and Benny from the block did this evening, when clearly there was, you know, misunderstanding, and Ricky to the rescue asked for clarity, and it was just something that was misunderstanding. Ms. J, wouldn't the world be a better place? Wouldn't the world be a better place?
Yes, it would be. It's all we need, that maturity, the professionalism, the understanding, and teamwork. It would sure enough be a better place.
Amen, amen. I just love the way that they came across. And if we were, the United Nations could sit at the table like this, that to me is a meeting of the mind. We're almost out of time because Ricky the Rescue is going to bring us to closing in about 2 minutes. And let me see here. Let's go to Daring Didi. Daring Didi, I want to go to you with this comment. 15 seconds are left. This female, she writes in, she says, I personally think that saying it several times over the years and actually getting around to that one day I'm going to is really just using the psychology of thinking that one day may somehow manifest itself. Daring Didi, what do you think? I mean, I like what this person is saying, that you keep saying
it
aloud.
Like it.
Maybe one day it'll happen.
Yes, I actually like that because what you think, you manifest. Absolutely. You know, however you talk to yourself internally, that's what you start believing, you know. But, yes, no, I agree. Absolutely. But it'd be nice if you put it down on paper so you can, like, calendar it, or if you really want to make it happen, you got to do it.
Certainly. We're going to take two more comments right quick. Marjorie Cross, let's give you one of them. This one actually says, in my opinion, dreaming about it without doing anything about it is helpless and hopeless. I've seen too many people mess up their dreams just talking about one day what they are going to do and never end up doing it. Sheree, what do you think of that? They just keep dreaming.
Yes, I think that faith without work is dead. If they keep dreaming and don't do anything about it, nothing will happen. So they have to dream and then do something.
All right, certainly, certainly. Yeah. We're going to go right on. Sherelle, do you agree with that? I mean, that people need to do something about it? Don't just dream about it. Do something about it?
Of course, yes. I definitely agree.
All right, we're going to ask you all to stand by. The final comment, we're going to go ahead with Port Rosette. Poor Rosette, this party, the man writes in, he says, I think for those who say one day I'm gonna are always in the planning stages and unfortunately can't see themselves because somewhere along the way they fail to take action after all their planning. How important is that to not only plan but execute your plan, Poor Rosette?
Oh, yeah. It's important to execute your plan to reach your goals, and because I mean, it's just like if this past weekend we had like Women's Ministry Day, and I was, you know, speaking at the event, and so of course the director, she asked me in advance to do it, and I agreed to do it. And so if I had said, yes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then didn't plan and didn't, you know, get everything prepared to do it and then actually do it, then it would have been like a big disappointment. I was, you know, it would have been like I wasn't true to my word. We need to have it where our yes is yes and our no is no.
All
and
right.
So,
stand by. Let's go. We're going to actually, we're running out of time. We're going to actually stand by. We got to take one final comment, 20 seconds or less. Let's go to Christy in North Carolina. Rosette, poor Rosette, we started, we cut you off. We're almost out of time, so Ricky the Rescue can close out. Christy, we're going to go to you in North Carolina. Did you have a quick thought?
Well, just as everybody said, that, you know, speaking something, dreaming something,
If you don't do anything about it, then that's really on you. But sometimes people do want to blame other people for what they did not accomplish in life. That's it.
Well, all right. We certainly appreciate the comment. Rick the Rescuer, please close us out.
Yes, in closing, I would just like to say I appreciate all the commentary for tonight. And as it pertains to dreaming versus goals, right, I do not want us to get to a point in society where we knock dreamers. And so it's easy to do that, especially when we think it's a wish list. And just because we feel like that person can't reach that goal, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen because they started dreaming. If you think about Dr. Martin Luther King, right, did he see the results of what he dreamed, right? Or was he gone before he actually saw the results? So we can't knock people for their thoughts, right, because they can manifest. And just because they may not manifest the way we think it should be or we think it could happen, that doesn't necessarily mean it can't happen. Now, I'm not saying to be just complacent with it or, you know, sometimes, you know, that some things doesn't make any sense. But we can't just always downplay stuff and act like it can't happen, because whatever you think, you can actually achieve it. It's nothing that you can think about that you can't accomplish.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all, as Ricky the Rescuer said, for your commentaries tonight. Please join us here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The topic tomorrow night will be, why are churches losing their youth? Why are churches losing their youth? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's program. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's programming, join us back here live next Thursday when the show will be broadcast all the way from Georgia, the state of Georgia, the Peachy State. We'll be joining Ricky to the Rescue and Miss J and others out there in the Peachy State. So until tomorrow night
all
or
right.
until next week. Yes, thank you for that. Until tomorrow or until next week. We're letting Georgia know we are coming to Georgia, and we're going to make some noise. Until tomorrow, next week, we want to see our listening audience around the world. Good night. God bless. And thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, everyone. Great closing, Ricky, to the rescue. Great show, Dr. Walker.
Good night. Awesome show, guys.
Keep safe and keep well, everyone. God bless you all. Bye.